David Guetta with Delilah Montague taking you for a little drive on a Tuesday and driving into our next chunk of chat on The Morning Show. If you're just tuning in, welcome to the show. Welcome to your Tuesday here with Mike in the Morning and the Chapman. Barry Chapman is in the house from
Good
Chapman Plumbing.
Good morning, Laugh and Style listeners. How are you?
Well, I can't speak for everyone out there, but I can say I'm feeling fresh on a Tuesday, and cooler weather, a little bit of cloud cover. We'll take it, hey?
It's nice to have a little bit of a dampener on the humidity and the heat.
But you were up in the Fairest Cape not long ago. They must have been cooking up there. I believe the weather's been absolutely smoking.
No, well, so it was smoking before we arrived, and then we arrived and it rained for 3 days.
Obviously, they made accommodations for you. But we've just been having a little chat off air, because obviously Barry Chapman, as the man behind the Chapman Plumbing brand, a brand that has established itself firmly on the KZN North Coast as being the geezer experts, the leak experts, the drain experts, when it comes to all matters of plumbing and water-related emergencies. And not just emergencies, but full planning and prepping and getting yourself water sorted for whatever may come our way, you know, water storage, water harvesting and processing. And we've just been talking about your adventure to go and check out, you were doing a bit of a site visit up in the Paarl area.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. So we went down to Paarl. We did a 2-day intensive training program, information day, and then we went out to the Paarl Junction to go have a look at a site. And I think through this whole thing, it really brings some perspective to the water scarcity issues in our country, and the fact that you can load shedding and power failures and things like that is something that is relatively easily
sorted
out. You know, go put a couple of batteries and some PV on your roof, some inverters, and your power is sorted.
If you have the wherewithal to do that, there you go.
Water, on the other hand, if the dams dry up, you're basically relying on rainwater through your rainwater harvesting or whatever you've got. So it's not something that you can just quickly whip something together and sort the problem out. So conservation is key at the moment, and it's every single one of us that are involved in this world, in this country, that need to start applying themselves to conserving water, because water is life, and without it we're a bit buggered.
Yeah, to say the least. It's now becoming very clear just how much of a not just a national emergency but a global kind of crisis water security is. Infrastructure aging and creaking, and just erratic weather patterns, meaning that, you know, the source isn't stable.
Yeah.
And so we really need to find clever ways to make what we have go as far as we can. And water harvesting and reclaiming is now becoming a massive focus, particularly for new developments and also just operations trying to improve their
carbon
efficiency.
Footprint, green card, the whole bang shoot. So Musqueam Water is a South African company.
Musqueam.
Musqueam.
Maskam.
That's it. So one of their things that they do is a fusion. It's a wastewater treatment plant.
But when you think like a wastewater treatment plant, I think like a massive, huge operation. This is.
It's a little tank.
As small as you need it to be.
Domestic household tank, the smallest unit they do is 1,500 litres.
For a residence.
For a single house.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you could have your own water treatment plant as a private individual.
100%. And the joy about this is you are now taking all your effluent on your property. It's going into this treatment plant. The water that comes out of it is good for toilets and good for irrigation.
So this would be grey water, you would call it, eh?
Well, it's treated effluent.
Okay.
So you could treat it further and do more with it, but then costs start escalating exponentially. But when you look at it, probably the largest consumer of water in our house is a toilet.
Hell yeah.
So a case study done number of years ago, the Department of Environmental Affairs in the Western Cape government did a refurb. they ended up putting a Muscom Fusion system in their center courtyard.
In the government building?
Right in the CBD of Cape Town.
Okay.
They are reclaiming or regenerating or recycling, whatever you want to call it, 8,000 liters of water a day.
Every single day?
Every single day.
That they're not drawing from the water grid. That
so you're pushing a million liters a year. The Pol Junction that we went to go look at is currently saving 145 or recycling 145,000 liters of water a day.
Per day?
Per day.
This is a new development, residential development.
New development, mixed use.
Mixed use.
So you take that, your average person utilizes 200 liters of water a day.
That's a big number, by the way, if you think about it.
I can't remember the exact number, but I think it was around 725 people that you now give access to water. By one development, recycling their water, using it for irrigation and putting it into their toilets.
And would I be correct? You know, I'm just trying to think through how this works. So your effluent goes into your own private water treatment plant. It then comes back into the system, and then it goes through the recycling process again and again. And so you're reclaiming it again and again, right?
100%. It's just, if it's going into a toilet, it's going back straight back into the same system. It's getting recycled again. So the fantastic thing about the Muscom Fusion is it's the only system on the market that has a seven-stage system.
Seven stages. And purification.
So majority of the systems on the market have got three stages or four stages. This system, the special thing about it is denitrification.
So denitrification.
So
removal of nitrates?
Nitrates. So in some instances in a farming application, the guys actually don't denitrify it.
They want that nitrogen for growing veggies.
For growing, but you ultimately want to get rid of it just in case, because these systems can then overflow straight into a wetland and through reed beds and things like that and do their whole thing. So the denitrification, which performs two fantastic things here. One, it denitrifies when it goes, it sends the water and some of the sediment back to the first chamber and it runs through the process again, purifying it that much more or processing it that much more.
Yeah.
The other thing about it is the fusion system can sit dormant in a house with no input into it as long as the system is running.
Yeah.
With no input going into it for 6 months.
Completely sealed and
completely sealed, no new effluent or anything going into it because of the recirculation of the effluent with inside the system, so it keeps feeding itself.
And it's a living thing.
It's a living organism. It's bacteria rich. That's how it's processed. So with air, bacteria, and they work their magic.
This is wild. Now, you were telling me this system originally developed in the United States, brought to South Africa in 2010, was it?
2010.
And since then has been further refined and improved and developed for home ground use and is now kind of a world-class system that is being rolled out for not just residential but commercial applications. And you've been installing them here along our north coast, KZN North Coastline.
Yeah, we've got one system here in the KZN North Coast, Scottborough. We've got seven of them sitting in a new residential estate development there where they've had issues. And then down in South Broome, we're going to look at another complex as well. So
wow, man.
The fantastic thing about this is we've got a lot of complexes, residences that aren't allowed septic tanks because of water tables and proximity to beaches and things like that. And the municipalities haven't allowed them to do septic tanks. So they've had to install soakaways. Conservancy tanks.
Okay.
So a conservancy tank, you've got your holding tank at the bottom where all your effluent runs down to. And then it gets pumped up to a holding tank up at the top. And once a week, twice a week, whatever it may be, you have
the honeysucker,
a vacuum truck that comes up and sucks up gold.
Ew.
And discharges of it. And some body corporates are spending anything between 15,000 to 30,000 rand a month It's their largest body corporate expense is the disposal of effluent water.
Wow.
So the fantastic part about this now is we have Standard Bank who's come on board. And they have now come up with a finance option for the Musqueam Fusion unit.
Are you serious?
100%.
So whether you're a body corporate or just a private single individual.
Finance is available.
That's amazing.
So we now go approach a body corporate, or a body corporate approaches us, and we can then talk to them and say to them, listen, you're currently paying 25,000 Rand a month. We can finance the system for you. It's going to cost you 15,000 Rand a month for 5 years, and then it's yours.
It's paid off.
And then it's just the periodic maintenance that needs to happen to the system to make sure it's looked after and doesn't have all sorts of things you don't want inside it.
This is wild.
So it's a proper game changer. Never mind the fact that you're not just pumping things away and getting rid of it. You're now recycling that water. In a body corporate environment, irrigation. Body corporates have got fantastic gardens. They need water. Why use Sands 241 potable water to water your garden when you can use wonderful recycled water?
Reclaimed. This
so it's an absolute game changer. I mean, for anybody out there that knows anyone with a conservancy tank, or you're doing a development that's having issues with municipal services because of treatment work limitations, or if you're in an area where you're doing a new development and you are in a very clay soil area with very limited percolation, give us a shout. We can come out, do a survey, and give you a solution to sort it out for you.
This is so cool. The fact that it can be retrofitted, you know, to existing infrastructure is brilliant. And with this big move now towards a lot of farm-style living and sort of, you know, like small holding type setups, this is just going to be a no-brainer, I think.
Well, for me, the system is absolutely fantastic, but the biggest impact that it makes to me is the fact that it frees up water for other people.
Yeah,
it just extends our reservoir capacity in the sense that it lasts longer in there because people are using less of it, which gives other people access to water.
Amazing stuff, man. Water security is such a big issue. And this is a really smart solution. Musqueam Water, the fusion system. Who's going to be the expert installing it and making sure that it's done by the book? Barry Chapman and the team from Chapman Plumbing. Give them a shout. Get in touch and get water wise, as they say. Barry?
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style.